Oh, you obviously believe that life arose from non-life. Would that be correct?
Well, what is life? This is a very important part of this question.
Yeah, so life is what, and like an organism that can like reproduce, respond to stimuli.
Those are characteristics of living things. I mean, like fundamentally, what is life as a process?
Okay, well, you're the biology expert, so why don't you explain what like what is life?
Sure. So, you have to be reductionist if you want to describe what a thing literally is, because that's the like you have to have a reductionist description, because if you make it too generalized, then you can find that it overlaps with other things which are distinct and different, right? So what is it that life does that other things don't do? Life is a self-replicating chemical system capable of evolving over time.
So that would make viruses life, but viruses are not life.
No, because they're not self-replicating.
They don't self. Okay. They don't?
No,
Okay.
viruses have to hijack other cells in order to reproduce.
It requires a
They
host.
don't. And there are some people that are like, yeah, but we do that. Like, if I don't eat food, then I can't. It's like, well, yes, but like my genetic information is replicated within my own cells, and my own cells are their own discrete living units. So the cell is the basic unit of life, and the cell is what does that. The cell is what is the self-replicating chemical system. So a virus can't do that. But there are very weird viruses. There are mimiviruses, which are enormous. So at one point in Earth's history, viruses may have, they would have been different from cells, but they may have actually reproduced on their own, and the first life on our planet may have been viral. So, anyways, to get back to your question, how did life arise from non-life? The same way it does it today, because
Wait,
life is
what?
nothing but a series of chemical reactions, right? So I don't know specifically how it happened, but what we know about life is every single thing that every single function, activity that a living thing does arises on the bottom up level from these chemical systems that just interact. So,
Okay,
because life is nothing but
so
chemistry, chemistry produces life. It doesn't just all of a sudden
but you
snap
make
on
it
like
sound
we have a random assortment of nothingness, and then all of a sudden it's inside of these phospholipid membranes doing all kinds of crazy stuff and has a genome of 5,000 genes right off the bat. It definitely wouldn't have been like that. It would have been so gradual
interesting.
that it never really happened at one instance. But it clearly at one point didn't exist and then started to exist.
So what you're saying is pretty speculative, right? So,
Well,
you make it sound like it's
I guess, but it notice what makes it good is it's based on what we know about life today. Everything about life is mediated through these various chemical properties, right? And it doesn't have to appeal to anything like Scientology. They think like a race of Xenu aliens trillions of years ago came to Earth and jerked off into a volcano, and then the volcano erupted and it went to the brains of
Wait a
primates,
minute. All right,
right?
you mean to tell me that's not true? Come
No,
on,
I don't think that that happened. So it doesn't appeal to aliens, and it doesn't appeal to any miracles either. So that it like it I know it doesn't say much that's
doesn't.
hyper-specific, but when you make hyper-specific claims, you need to be able to back those up. And when you say there was this crazy ejaculation volcano, and then the monkeys got impregnated with lava sperm or whatever, I was like, I need more than just the claim for that. And if you're gonna say that God took some clay and just went like this and was like, voila, the first human, I need more than just like a story, right? So I'm not appealing to aliens or miracles or parallel
Just
universes
your imagination
or
that's what you're
whatever.
appealing to.
I
Yeah,
heard
you're
you say
appealing to.
imagination, but that was it. What'd you say?
Yeah, you're appealing to like imagination because
No, I'm not. I'm
scientists.
appealing to what we know about the way
And
life
what we
currently
know is
works.
that scientists have absolutely no idea how life came from non-life, right?
Well,
Even.
we
Oh,
can't
sorry.
replicate the specific event, but we can certainly say we know that many of the molecules associated with life do form naturally, and we know that life is a chemical system. So these natural biogeochemical cycles could have produced life on Earth. There's
Could
nothing, there's nothing
have.
unbelievable about that. You know, like the Grand Canyon, it has all the telltale signs that it eroded naturally from just rain and ice and wind and whatever. Well, nobody's ever going to be able to see it happen. We can't go backwards in time. We can't make another Grand Canyon and sit around for millions of years and like watch the whole thing happen. But the presumption that the natural processes we see happen today are responsible for what shaped that natural formation is a perfectly sound rationalization. Just like life arising from non-life is not impossible or a bad idea or anything like that.
Well, I read quotes from scientists, and they say that it is pretty incredible that life came from non-life. And the reason the background, you don't believe in miracles. Miracles don't happen, but they'll say that life is essentially a miracle. That the probability of life forming from non-life is like one to the like 1,000 zeros after it. I don't know. An enormous number, right?
Well, yeah, well, there is no actual statistical value to this because it's impossible to even imagine how you would do this. There are some people that say the odds of, they'll just pick a random protein and they'll say the odds of that protein forming spontaneously are, you know, X. And there's something to that, except they make so many errors in the way they go about that process. If you want to see a really good take on this, just watch a YouTube video from what's his name? Blah, 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 blah. The guy that debates the flat Earth people,
MC Tune.
Professor Dave. He has a really good video where he talks about Stephen Meyer, who makes a lot of these claims that
Oh, thumbs up
evolution
for
is
Stephen Meyer.
statistically impossible. He has a really good video on it, and he believes what I believe. And I'm not telling you to watch it so that you'll start believing what I believe, because I don't want you to not be a Christian anymore. I just don't want people to say things like evolution is statistically impossible when that isn't really a justified claim.
Yeah. So would you say that you have like a level of faith to believe that
No.
life came from non-life? No?
No, because faith-based and science-based beliefs are not equal. They're not even remotely the same. A
But
science-based belief means that it's based on evidence. A faith-based belief is not.
okay, so what kind of scientific evidence do you have for abiogenesis?
The fact that life merely is a chemical system. So there's nothing wrong with the idea that natural chemical processes could have produced self-replicating chemical systems inside of little membranes,
But the way you're
juicy, juicy
describing
membranes.
it,
But
I
the
wanted
way
to ask then if I could real quick as well. Just with abiogenesis, there's like a lot of people say like, oh well, they've never found a way it's possible. Well, that's the thing. They have multiple methods by which it could have occurred, but that's the thing. Like Peterson rightly pointed out, we can't go back in time and actually watch it happen. But if we find multiple ways by which it could have happened, well, we can say, all right, well, which is most likely out of all of these options we have that we know, could work, which one seems correct? Which one makes most sense given the environment that we would have been in or that the Earth would have been in at the time? And that's the thing. They can't go back and see it, but they can for sure, actually find data that tries to support what they're actually seeing.
I
Right.
was going to ask this question earlier and I forgot. You brought up like the odds that that abiogenesis happened. What are the odds of any miracle happening? Like you could pick a specific miracle, I get like what are the odds that God literally formed a human out of clay?
I don't know how you would calculate that.
You can't calculate that, right? Because if you're appealing to a miracle, you just simply can't. Because a miracle requires the suspension of all known laws of nature, right? So it's literally an unexplainable event. It's an event that, in principle, perhaps could be witnessed, but cannot be described in any way.
Okay.
Like that's what a miracle is.
So the way you guys explain like life arising from non-life, how it could have came about, you guys make it seem like it's a simple process. It's like, it's like a walk in the park. Yet, if that's true, how you guys make it sound like, how come scientists cannot create life from scratch? Not even come close to it. They can't even create a single cell from scratch.
They have
What?
created, they have made non-organic matter into organic matter. That has occurred.
Yeah, I mean, so it took almost certainly, so like Earth was preposterously hot and couldn't have sustained liquid water for a long time after the Earth formed. But it looks like life showed up around 300 million years after the Earth cooled down.
Oh, they claim.
So like how long have we been trying to replicate these like abiogenic conditions or whatever, a couple of decades. I mean, like the Miller-Urey experiment wasn't it wasn't an attempt to try to make life. It was just an attempt to make the molecules associated with life, which they were successful in. But I mean, so I was gonna make a rude joke, but I'm not going to. But just because we haven't done this yet doesn't prove that like it's not possible, right?
Because again, it's one of those things where it's you can't go back and see it. It's just like we are here. We are the living evidence that something has happened. I mean, we go through the fossil record, go far enough back. Well, eventually, they had to have come from something. And if you want to say that, well, God is the one who made that occur, that's fine. But we still have evidence that it's just going to be basically a self-sustaining chemical, you know, as Peterson said, system. I was going to say reaction.
Yeah. So wouldn't it be like more reasonable to just infer that life came from an intelligent designer
No,
since it has
because it's
hallmarks
never
of an
more
intelligent?
rational to think that a miracle is the explanation for something we observe in nature.
But we
I mean,
don't
if you
observe.
wanted to state that
Right.
God made evolution occur, again, no one can say you're wrong, but again, it's just kind of a faith-based claim. It doesn't necessarily mean it's right either. I could say a unicorn farted and boom, now we have us, and that unicorn's long gone. Well, I have no evidence of that. It doesn't mean it's right because no one can prove me wrong. It just means I made a statement.
Well, like, for instance, there's DNA, a DNA code, right? It's a literal code.
It's not a literal code.
Oh, it is. It is.
No,
And
codes. It's not a literal code. It's a molecule. If
it's
DNA can
that's
be a
the
literal
medium.
code, then any piece of matter that does something like repeats or whatever can be called a code. And guess what? All minerals do that. If you have some pyrite, it forms a repeating geometric lattice of sulfur and lead atoms over and over again. And I could call that a code. It's a very simple code. I could just say it's when one, insert a zero, and we'll say that lead is the one and sulfur is the zero. And it does that. It's not a literal code. You can't just
No, it isn't.
anthropomorphize the bejeebus out of something and say that it therefore it's intelligent design or whatever.
Well, according to scientists, they say it's like a literal code. Like, for instance,
Yes,
you know
these
who
we speak
Hubert
in
Yahtzee is?
analogies. It's a very useful way of navigating the world.
Are you sure about that?
Am I sure that analogies are a useful way to navigate the world? Yes.
That it's not a code.
Well, that's the thing. You can't like cut open
What is a
someone's brain
code?
and see ones and zeros. That's not what's happening. We're just applying, like Peterson said, anthropomorphizing, where we're saying this is one, this is zero. We know what these represent. Now we can plug them into this computer to do what we'd like. It doesn't mean that it's literally ones and zeros or that the real world is code. We've just found a way to basically relate to it, right? We have a way that we can have a relation between that code and the real life object.
Okay,
So
can I quote
I have a
you?
so r real quick. So like
Yeah.
if you mix baking soda and vinegar together, right? It'll undergo a spontaneous chemical reaction whereby it'll create I think it creates sodium acetate, carbon dioxide, and water, right? So is that a code? Does acetic acid, which is the what makes vinegar what it is, Do acetic acid and sodium bicarbonate literally contain within them the information to decode and produce carbon dioxide, water, and whatever the other thing, I think it's sodium acetate. Does it literally contain that? You can say that, but I think that's wildly
But wait a
fallacious,
minute.
right? It's just a chemical reaction that occurs. It just obeys the laws of physics and whatever the
Okay.
it just undergoes a chemical reaction.
But wait a
Everything
minute.
about DNA is the same, just more complex. The DNA molecule is larger and there are more moving parts in it. But it's literally doing the exact same thing that every single chemical reaction does. So you can say that every single thing in the universe contains information and code to make things happen because there are chemical transformations that happen. But now this is just like, you're just saying every single thing in the universe is like that.
No, I'm saying there are certain things, certain mediums that contain a code, right? For instance, like I don't know if you know about floppy disks or CDs, right? I'm not talking about so much of the medium, right? And the medium in the DNA code would be like the molecules, right? I'm just talking about the information. It contains this information that can be decoded and has like real meaning, right? So let
What do
me
you
just
mean,
read you.
meaning? All it does is undergo a chemical reaction, just
No,
like baking soda and vinegar being mixed together.
like
Okay.
just code when someone's saying it's coded or like the code of your genetic sequence or whatever, it's like I said, it's not ones and zeros. We are deciding what we want those values to be applied to on the computer. It's not like the DNA sitting there and it's like, oh, well, I'm going to decide to be a one now.
Well, but scientists will say that, well, like computer scientists will say, like, a computer code is in ones and zeros. It's binary, right? And then biologists will say, like, oh, the DNA code is quaternary, right? We have four base chemicals and that has like a meaningful message, right? And but let me just read this quote from Hubert Yockey, right? And he wrote a book called Information Theory, Evolution, and the Origin of Life. This was published by Cambridge University, right? So
How do you spell
it
his
reads right
last
here.
name?
Hubert Yockey, HubertYockey, right? And he's like one of the, he was, I think he passed away recently, but he was one of the foremost living specialists in bioinformatics, right? And he demonstrated that the coding process in DNA is identical to the coding process and mathematical definitions used in electrical engineering. And he wrote, information, transcription, translation, code, redundancy, synonymous, messenger, editing, and proofreading are all appropriate terms in biology. They take their meaning from information theory and are not synonyms, metaphors, or analogies. End quote. So he says, like, this is like literal. Like, there's a real code. DNA contains like a real code.
That sounds like something that, like, what if we didn't have electrical engineering? What if we didn't know anything about electronics? It's not like the DNA itself, sure, you can say it's doing certain things or it's mutating over time. But as for actual code, there's a big difference, like on a computer. I think I understand what you're getting at, but it's just using the two words synonymously.
Jamal, so I have a question because what I think is happening is, again, like this guy too, he's just anthropomorphizing the DNA molecule. So
Okay.
I have a question. If we let's say we like, I don't know, find a group of aliens or just a group of human beings who don't have like computers, right? If we taught those human beings nothing about computers and how to make like an actual like literal computer, analog or digital, or what, I guess it would kind of have to be digital because you can't put code into an analog computer as far as I know. But I don't know that much about computers. Let's say we taught them every single thing that they could possibly know about DNA and how DNA works. And we didn't teach them a single thing about computers or electronics. Would the information about how DNA works, would that spark them an aha moment that they could build a machine that can, store binary code or whatever? Because I really don't think so.
I
Because
don't
if
know.
it literally is a
Yeah.
code, then it should be then the process, the information should be like directly transferable. But I don't think it would be like at all.
Okay, so you don't think it's a literal code. So Hubert Yockey was incorrect and you're right. I see. So
I think we
when
call it a code because we invented codes, coding the process. We found something in nature that mimics it, and so it's useful to talk about it in that way. But I don't know what he means by any of that. Does he therefore mean that it must have been produced by an intelligent designer? And if we are literally a code, well, codes are
Well,
just
you're not
like, what would
literally
that mean?
old.
Are we biological machines then? I mean, I don't see how this really supports the idea of the Christian God in any kind of way, either.
Well, my argument is that all codes that we know of, right, just using inductive reasoning, all codes that we know of come from an intelligent mind, right? So why not infer that the DNA code came from an intelligent mind, right? Because we don't see nature
You can
like
have that hypothesis, but you
unintelligent.
gotta find evidence for it.
We don't
That's cool.
see in nature. Well,
Awesome.
hold on. We don't see in nature like unintelligent processes generating codes, right? We just don't find that,
Sure,
right?
we
Yeah,
do.
but
Again, codes exist nowhere except in the imaginations of human beings.
And that's the
Well,
thing with what you just said, like
it's
for example,
well,
plants.
wait. Let me ask you a question.
Don't
Is
sure.
language something that's real?
No.
Wait, what? Language
No.
is not real?
No, if it was real, then it could be discovered, couldn't it?
It's just throat noises we added meaning to.
That doesn't make sense. Okay.
Like,
Is
so in I would say like this is very weird and philosophical. So I think that it may be, I don't know if math is real or not, but here's the thing about math. We can make new discoveries in math. Nobody discover, which to me says there has to be something real about it, right? But nobody discovered the word onomatopoeia. We just made it up, right?
You
I
gotta
like to do dramatic zoom-ins when I use spicy words. So, but like I wouldn't say that language is real. It exists in the imaginations of us. And our consciousness is the most real thing that we know about. So it's as real as anything we like experience can be. But I maintain that the universe would still exist if I didn't exist, but language would not.
So,
Well,
in other words,
if no living thing existed, language would not exist. Let me
okay, so
that
let me
would be
try to
more
like
accurate.
understand what you're saying here. So what you're saying is that language and codes are mere abstractions and not reality. Is that what you're essentially what you're saying?
Yeah, because we invented both of them and we make them up and we change them according to whatever utility we're looking to get out of them.
But
Whereas with
that
math, you can't just change the value of pi to solve a new kind of equation, to invent a new kind of math. I mean, that's impossible as far as I know.
Basically, it comes down to like the intrinsic value of something, right? So, like math that has intrinsic value, it's actually based in objective reality. For language, if you and I decide that we're not going to speak English anymore and we're just going to make up random grunting sounds to describe things, well, if me and you understand it, that's now a language. It's good enough for me and you to get our ideas across. Doesn't mean anyone else needs to understand it or that it needs to be a real thing. It's just something we made up.
Okay. If it's not real, right? So, like, if you're like, I don't know, your laptop is set to turn the monitor off, like after like an hour of non-use, right? The monitor turns off, right? The information that commands it to happen is just as real as the monitor, right? It's real information, right? And it's just has a real. How can I explain it? And just as real as the event of the monitor turning off, right? It's a real event, right? So how can you say it's just something that's not real? It doesn't make sense to me. It cannot,
Well, we were
it
talking
cannot,
about
it cannot,
language. Now we're talking
yeah.
about code.
My point is it cannot perform that task without the information. Information to me is like a real entity. It's not merely like an abstraction. Don't know if that makes sense.
I mean, what we decide to call, like, is the word apple real?
Yeah, I think it's real. Like
I would say that
hold on.
apples are, but I wouldn't say the word apple is real.
If I tell you to like stand up and you stand up, right? Obviously that information is real because you decoded my words and something real happened. It was a real event that happened from you decoding my words.
Like obviously
Right.
the neurons in your brain actually fired. There was real propagation of sound through it, but it's not like literal ones and zeros are being transported through the air.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
if we,
not
again, if we
saying
want to be
that.
like reductionist about what happened when you told me stand up, well, there was a pressure wave made of jam-packed together air molecules. It hit my tympanic membrane. It made my malleus, incus, and stapes vibrate. It vibrated fluid inside my, what do you call that? Not the cochlea, but whatever that other thing is. Some hair cells within there got triggered. Some electrochemical signals went to my brain. I interpreted it, and then a flood of chemical activity happened with, like, at the reduction, at the level of what actually happened, we're just talking about the movements of atoms and molecules. So the word is just something our brain imagines out of that whole process. Like when I, like this binder clip, there isn't a physical binder clip going into my brain manifesting itself, and then something with levers and whatever is like making me see. It's literally just chemistry happening in my brain makes me see this, right? So even the images that you and I are seeing aren't real. They're occurring. It's as real as anything can seem to us, but the idea that this physical thing actually exists is different than my, like, my conscious experience of the thing, right? This is getting so weird now.
Yeah, this is getting like really philosophical here. Yeah, I want to like bring it back to like the DNA code. So
Go ahead.
I will say like the information in DNA, right? 'Cause you like to like reduce it to just, oh, it's just molecules.
Well,
But
it is.
there's actual information in the DNA that is independent of the communication medium, insofar has like every strand of DNA in your body represents a complete plan for your body. So even though like the DNA strand itself is only a sequence of like symbols made up of, the chemicals, what is it? Anguine, I don't remember,
Adenine,
AGCT.
guanine, cytosine, thymine.
Right. So likewise, we can store what do you call it? Like a, I don't know, like we could store information on a hard drive, on the same model. How can I explain it? But essentially, what I'm saying is like the medium and the message are two distinctly different things. There's a symbolic like relationship that only exists within the realm of living things, but they don't like occur naturally, right? So,
What do you mean they
and
don't occur
I have like
naturally?
I have quotes from like biology textbooks where it reads that like DNA, the DNA code is like an actual code. It's not like in quotations or anything like that. It reads as if it's like literally a code.
Okay, well, what is a literal code? Like, again, this is just going to come down to the definition of something, and we decide what the definitions of things are.
Okay, so can I say it like this? Like coded information is a system of symbols used by an encoding and decoding mechanism, which transmits a message that is independent of like any medium or communication medium,
Yeah,
right?
I would
And when you
not
look
call
at
the
the
DNA
DNA code,
molecule a
okay,
series of
well, hold on,
symbols.
hold on. So like the DNA code, right? It has like there's an encoding, there's a DNA, like quote unquote, I'll say like it's literal, like DNA, the DNA alphabet to like mRNA, right? And there's a channel, right? And there's the encoding, right? Well, how the, wait, hold on, I gotta think about this. Well, I know that there's like encoding, right? And there's decoding, right? And there's like a real message or a quote unquote like protein message in the protein alphabet, right? So it's like a real communication system within DNA, within a DNA code.
Yeah, I mean they're not symbols.
Yeah, and then
I
I
mean
just want to.
at the end of the day, what a code in a computer is, before we even knew what the function of DNA was, well, that's not exactly true. Before we knew how DNA as a molecule functioned, like computer code existed. You can actually, now that I think about it, you can make analog computer code. I don't really understand how it works because the Apollo missions, the code was literally woven. Like they actually, like there were women that actually wove it into a, I don't know how that works.
Yeah.
I heard about that. So it's way beyond my ability to explain. But so the co like ultimately, like with a digital computer or whatever, the codes, it's just these symbols and placeholders that result in electricity flowing, and then it turns a switch to either turn on or off, or it has a mathematical value, either be yes or no. I mean, computer logic is literally just answering yes or no questions, or if then statements, I guess. And then you can make that
But
do all kinds of things, like go to a computer screen and
okay,
make the pixel turn yellow instead of green or whatever. But that's like
but what's
DNA is
behind
not
all
doing
that?
that. It's a molecule and it undergoes chemical
Okay,
reactions.
but like the programming for like your operating system, right? It's very complex. There's meaning behind the code that operates it, right? Likewise, it's the same thing with the DNA code. I believe the DNA code has much in common with human language and computer languages. It really is like really has like really
I would
similar.
agree that there's a lot in common. I wouldn't say that it literally is, though.
And I just wanted to say, so you have like with DNA, for example, you have ACGT. Obviously, it's not like if you were to look at DNA, you literally see A's and C's on it, right? It's just basically a way that we've denoted it to classify it. And in the same way that I could look at something and say, okay, I don't know if you've ever watched like the credits for a movie. Well, that was cop one, that was cop two. Well, it doesn't, it's not literally, I don't know. It's just basically using something to symbolize what you're trying to refer to, right? You're not literally finding A, C's, G's, and T's inside of people's DNA.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand what you're saying, but maybe I'm not articulating what I'm trying to convey. Let me try to articulate it differently, right? So like the ones and O's on your computer hard drive, right? It doesn't care what you call them, right? But they symbolically represent something other than like the voltage or magnetic field or whatever, right? They represent like spreadsheets or programs or photos or right?
That's
It's,
no,
it
yeah, that's a,
represents something.
yeah.
It represents something real, right? And meaningful, right? Do you guys agree? Yes? No?
Yeah,
Just
and DNA can do that. There's a gene for like the color my eyes are. There's a gene for that.
what? So like the decoding of the human genome is what? Like the interpretation of the DNA's base pairs. And they map them to specific biological functions, right?
Yeah, but again, the whole process is just mediated through chemistry.
Yeah,
Like,
you keep reducing
where
it to that.
does therefore God exists enter into any of this? Because we're just describing a natural mechanism. Like, if it was a miracle and it was God, then this we shouldn't even be able to explain this, but we can explain it.
Listen, my point is that there has to be some intelligent mind behind this DNA code,
There doesn't have to be.
which codes for specific characteristics, which are discoverable and definable, right? Like kind of
But
like the
then
ones and zeros in your iPhone.
Then how come new genes spontaneously arise? If new genes can spontaneously arise through natural mechanisms, then why are they required for it to happen? Then why is a miracle required for it to have happened in the first place?
Wait a minute, new genes arise. Like, as far as I know, like if you're talking about like random mutations, like adding information, new information to the genome, as far as I know, like
It happens all the
I
time.
don't find anything in the science literature that that ever happened.
What? Every human being is different in some way.
Yeah, that's just because of like genetic diversity. It's not because of like
Yeah,
random.
genetic diversity. Yeah,
Yeah,
changes in our DNA.
but to get that hypothetical primordial cell that evolutionists like to believe in, you have to have like added information to the genome to get to the diversity of life that we see today, right? But as far as I know, like random mutations are either neutral or detrimental to the organism.
No, every human being is different. The only way for us to be different is for us to have acquired genetic changes, and those obvious like it can be harmful, but they can't all be neutral or harmful, or you wouldn't see any genetic diversity among humans or among other organisms.
I just got back, by the way.
We're talking about
Okay.
mutations.
Well, this is an interesting discussion. I think I'm like kind of tired, and I have Bible study soon. But it was nice chatting with you. Maybe next time, all right?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
All right. You have a good night.